a white ribbon of film in a horizontal figure of eight, superimposed over a black background. Celluloid Dreams, the director's label. In black and white, two young women in an urban park hit out at each other's open palms in a humorous play fight. The blonde woman overpowers the brunette and grabs her head. Now, the brunette sits on the park railings playing a banjo, while Francis dances on the pavement. Then they're both running across the city street and down into a subway station. They take the train from Broadway, then they're in an apartment.
This is interesting. To praise a work of literature by calling it sincere is now at best a way of saying that although it may be given no aesthetic or intellectual admiration,
the brunette, Sophie, stretches in a mirror while Francis reads. Then they're each sitting in a window.
You say that just because they're cute.
They play backgammon, and Francis messes all the pieces up. They do their washing in a busy laundrette, then they're outside. At home, they're watching a film on a laptop. Francis looks at Sophie, then turns it off and starts to stand up.
I should sleep in my own bed.
Why?
Because I bought it.
Stay. But take off your socks.
Francis Ha. Francis and a young man with dark hair are looking at a photograph of a cat.
No, it has fine curly hair. There's this house in Westchester. The basement is all Cornish Rexes. It smells awful. The top floor is Siamese cats.
I'm allergic to cats.
They're hypoallergenic. This is a special Francis kitty.
Oh, who knew?
This one's the runt, which is cheaper, but I think it's the best one anyway. Figure, one runt and one regular. I put $100 down payment on each cat. Well, 80 for the runt and 100 for the other one.
Why not just get one cat?
Well, cat needs a buddy. If you get one cat, you need to get two cats.
I'll give you $200 to get no cats. So who will take care of them if you go away?
I thought we could get them together.
And move them back and forth between our apartments?
No, I thought maybe you could move in with me.
Oh, wow.
Do you want to move in with me?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes, I mean, I do have this other thing.
What other thing?
Well, I don't know. I promised Sophie I'd stay through the lease and she'll probably want to renew it. Is that bad?
He looks away.
I feel bad.
Can't you find someone else?
Yeah, but it's my friend.
Uh-huh.
I want to move in with you.
Okay.
I feel bad.
Don't feel bad. Forget it.
No. What?
Nothing.
You're mad.
I'm not mad. I'm disappointed.
I feel bad.
Stop feeling bad. Francis, I asked you to move in with me. You said no.
But I can't.
You can. You don't want to. Who is it?
It's okay, I don't have to get it.
Who is it?
It's Sophie, I'll just call her back later.
Just pick up the phone.
Are you sure?
Answer it.
Yo, girl, what's up? Hey, where are you? I can't come. Are you drunk? I love you. Dumpling House! I can't really talk right now. Okay, I love you. Okay. I love you.
The man gets a beer from the fridge.
Guys, Benji and Lev at a party in Chinatown. They're drunk.
I don't know. Maybe this isn't working.
I'm sorry.
Me too.
Sitting on the corner end of the sofa, Francis puts a pale shirt on over her dress, then stands and crosses the room towards him.
No, never mind.
What?
I want to pay you for the cats.
I'm not going to take money from you, but I am going to get the cats anyway.
But then you're going to be a single guy with two cats.
Why would I be single?
With two cats.
No, I know. I mean, why would I be single?
I don't know. I thought you said that this isn't working. I mean, if if we don't move in together? If we can't move in together?
We can move in together.
I don't know. I don't know that I believe anything that I'm saying.
Uh-huh. This hasn't...
He wipes his mouth.
This hasn't been great for a while. This has not been...
Frances puts her coat
home,
on.
Home, I guess. I'm really tired. I'm always so tired.
Let's move in together.
Swigging from a bottle and still in black and white, Frances moves slowly through the hallway at a house party, then smiles when she finds Sophie sitting with two young men. She speaks in Sophie's ear.
You know Lev?
Yes.
And Benji?
I can't get interested in art or books or movies about animals. The animals have to talk or be at war for me to be interested.
The two women run through the city at night, then they're in the subway station, and Frances is crouching down to pee off the end of the platform. They take a taxi, and Frances sleeps with her head on Sophie's lap. 682 Vanderbilt Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. At home.
I want a sip. The coffee people are right. We are like a lesbian couple that doesn't have sex anymore.
Wait, come back.
Don't pick at your face.
I don't like smoking alone.
Frances starts to follow Sophie.
Didn't have sex anymore.
Yeah, that's why you broke up.
And if that happened, he would just... He only had one way he could finish.
Oh, I hate that.
It was always with me facing flat on the bed from behind, which just... Everything that matters is covered up.
It's like with me and Patch.
Yo, Patchy!
Sup, brah?
The way he always likes to come in my face. Yeah, classy. He's the kind of guy who says, I better take a leak.
And wears pre-distressed baseball hats.
He's a nice guy, you know, for today. I should feel bad that I went to that party.
You deserved it. You just got out of relationship jail.
I think Dan was an alcoholic.
He was.
He wasn't a real alcoholic.
Sometimes he would have, like, 12 beers.
Hey.
What?
Lev is asking for your number.
Give it to him.
You did just break up with Dan. Today.
Just do it.
Sophie writes a text, and Frances sits down next to her.
You love your phone that has email more than you love me.
My phone that has email doesn't leave a casserole dish in the sink for 3 days.
What about that time that you made a cake?
I love you too.
Frances picks up her phone and reads the text.
Are you around this week? Ahoy, sexy?
That is actually very gay.
Am I nautically sensual?
You're funny.
Lev didn't laugh at any of my jokes.
You are so funny.
Should I text him back? Starboard anal sex?
No.
Tell me the story of us.
Again? All right.
Frances nods.
We are going to take over the world.
You'll be this awesomely bitchy publishing mogul.
And you'll be this famous modern dancer, and I'll publish a really expensive book about you.
The D-bags we make fun of will put on their coffee tables.
And we'll co-own a vacation apartment in Paris.
And we'll have lovers.
And no children.
And we'll speak at college graduations.
And honorary degrees.
So many honorary degrees.
Frances is dancing alone in a studio. Barefoot, wearing leggings and a vest. She leaps, then spins slowly on one foot, before going to the bar and dipping backwards, then forwards. A slightly older woman with short hair stops by the door.
4 o'clock.
his shoes.
Frances follows her into another room.
Jesus. Sorry, I'm here.
I don't have time to talk right now. I'm doing the job of three people, but I can see you after rehearsal.
I read that article in the Times. You must be so happy.
Oh, yeah, thanks. I forget I make my own work sometimes, but thanks.
I usually hate that woman's writing.
Right. Thank you, Frances.
I had a couple of questions. I'm trying to be proactive about my life.
Ah, well, I might have some studio space available if you want to play with some choreography.
No, I was wondering if there were any more classes at the school that I could teach. I'm kind of broke.
Yeah, I'll check, but I'm all full up, I think.
I thought so. I'm just proud of myself for asking.
I'll probably be able to use you and some of the other apprentices for the Christmas show. I mean, that's something.
That's great. I just wanted to say that I really look up to you, and I think you're great.
A beat-up old dancer doing paperwork? Well, I really need to do all this paperwork now. I'm running rehearsal today, so I'll see you there.
Bye.
Bye.
And then he was like, Rachel, you are cold and mean. And I was like, fuck, that really hurt my feelings.
The rehearsal. Two female dancers swirl around each other. Francis joins in.
Move it around. That's good, Rachel. That's right. All right, understudies, out. Take it up. Understudies, out. Out. All right, good. Take it from the beginning. Take it from the beginning. Releve and down. Plie and straighten and plie.
A children's class.
Straighten and releve and down and releve all the way up and turn to the other side and all the way down. And now we have the other foot in front and plie and straighten and plie.
After the class, Frances shops in a grocery store, then she reads on the train. She waits outside an office building and turns as Sophie comes out of the revolving doors. They embrace and walk off together. Then they're sitting at a small round table in a park, sharing food and a drink. Later, on the train, Sophie's looking at her phone.
Sometimes there is for a second. What is going on with that phone, lady?
Yeah.
I didn't want to do it without knowing it's okay with you first.
Do what?
I want to move into this apartment with Lisa. It's this great apartment in Tribeca, which is what I've always wanted, and you know that, but I don't want to do it if it's not okay with you.
Oh.
But they need to know by tomorrow, so I kind of need to say something today.
Who have you been emailing?
My parents for help with the broker's fee and stuff.
You have to pay our rent.
I know. I'll pay till the end of the lease. You know, there's only another 2 months anyway. Are you okay with it? I really don't want to do it if you're not okay with it.
I kind of thought that we were going to renew our lease.
Yeah, but we never talked about it.
I could have moved in with Dan.
Not if you broke up.
That's why we broke up.
Really?
No.
It's literally on my favorite street.
Lisa said it was too good to pass up.
Hate Lisa.
She's okay.
We make fun of her.
We're both really clean.
I'm busy. I wish it was gonna be with you.
Yeah,
but Lisa found a place.
What?
Does train go to DeKalb? We could always look for a place together if you want. Yeah, but it's really hard to find stuff in Tribeca.
I can't afford Tribeca.
I'm not leaving you. I'm just moving neighborhoods. What are you doing?
I put my ring on my thumb and now I'm having trouble getting it off.
Hold your hand above your head. We'll drain the blood out.
I look like I'm asking a question.
At the flat, in a clean and cleared kitchen after Sophie has gone, Frances puts her tea bag in a cup, then looks around, opening empty cupboards with disappointment. She fills a saucepan with water and puts it on a gas ring. Frances lights a cigarette and stands looking across the room while she smokes at the two windows her and Sophie used to sit in. She puts it down and picks up the pan of boiling water.
Fuck! We bought the kettle together, remember? At the Mexican superstore? Jesus! Bring it back!
Now, Frances checks her postbox to F and opens an envelope which has a payslip from the United States government. Wearing a knee-length dress with a white top tied around her waist, she strides out of the building and down the steps, then stands on the street looking around before taking out her phone and dialing a number.
I just got a tax rebate. Do you want to go to dinner?
This is me in the locker room of the Knicks.
Wow.
Sophie said you like basketball?
That was just one time. Oh, crazy.
Oh, yeah. I was goofing around in this vintage Triumph I think I'm going to buy.
Motorcycles are so loud.
What?
I mean, you can't listen to music when you're on a motorcycle.
When you're on a motorcycle? Check it, this is me with Jay Leno.
He's such a dick.
I know, but don't you just love him?
Oh.
No.
She takes the bill.
Yeah, no. I'm the one with the tax rebate. Can I take it?
Fine. Just because you bought dinner doesn't mean I'm going to sleep with you.
I'm not trying to sleep with you.
No, I was pretending to be a liberated woman.
Oh, I got it.
Thanks for paying. That's very sweet. You're a lady.
I'm sorry, but the card didn't go through. Do you have another card you want to try?
Oh, shit. Sorry. This is a debit card?
Only credit cards are cash.
Okay. I'm so embarrassed. I'm not a real person yet.
I got it.
No. I'm just going to go run and get some cash.
Frances runs down the street at night and into a lit-up grocery store. She waits to cross the street, then runs on again.
ATM that way? That way? Okay.
Frances runs across a road and along the pavement, then in through the doorway of a small ATM booth with several vacant machines. She selects her cash, hesitates when it asks if she agrees to paying a fee, then presses yes. Frances takes the money and runs back to the restaurant, tripping over on the way. When she gets there, Lev's on his phone at their window table.
Alright, I'll ask her and let you know. Okay, man, see you. Sorry, that was Benji. My Sophie. You go to Switzerland?
Have I been to Switzerland? No?
No, I mean, did you go to... Where were you?
Oh, it took me so long to find the...
The fuck? You're bleeding.
What? Oh, I can't find it.
Well, somewhere on your arm.
Oh, shit, sorry.
Well, don't apologize to me.
Oh, damn it. Oh, let me... One second. I'm gonna go use the bathroom. This place is pretty awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm a first responder.
You didn't have to do that.
You're injured.
I know, but I'm fine.
There.
Like a Boy Scout. Sophie makes fun of me because I can't account for my bruises. We're not living together anymore.
Really?
Yeah. I'm gonna have to find a new place. I can't afford to stay there alone. I was kind of thinking Washington Heights.
The chick crashing in the litter room might be moving to Portland next month.
Oh, that's good to know. You smoke inside?
Yeah. Don't you?
No.
Want to?
Yeah.
Lev gives Frances his cigarette and lights
like
another.
This makes me feel like a bad mother in 1987.
You want to see my room?
Oh. Is this your family?
Nope. Yo, check it. Vintage Lenser.
She takes the camera from him, and he puts a hand on her shoulder. She shrugs him off sternly.
Oh, Benji's home.
So do you do it professionally?
Yes. Well, I mean, I'm an apprentice, but it is a professional dance company.
Oh, I love dance. I dated a dancer in high school, and her teacher said I could have really had a future in it.
You liar. He's a liar.
No, I'm not. Ask anyone from school. No, I really love to dance.
It's pretty great. I mean, it's a hard world, but...
Do us a dance.
I feel weird.
Come on, just one move.
Embarrassed but smiling, Frances stands and does a quick pirouette.
That was great.
You should be in this music video a friend of mine is working on. I'll hook you guys up.
You guys are like magic.
Is Noodle Champion still open? I'm starving.
I don't think so.
All we have is we have eggs. I want something prepared and brought to me.
Wait.
Frances makes toast and omelette and serves it. More guests have arrived. She takes a bow, then later, they're leaving again.
We'll shoot some pigeons.
I'll let you know about my show.
Yes, please. Bye. I love your hair.
Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by.
Lev, Benji and Frances walk slowly away from the door. Then Frances hangs back, looking thoughtful.
This is the best night I've had since Sophie dumped me. I should probably go.
Make a left out of the building, take the first right. Yef is on the other side of the bridge on East Broadway.
You'll see a 99-cent store.
Okay, yeah. I should go. Is that chick really moving to Portland?
Yeah.
Before you go, do us another dance.
Okay.
She jumps up and down, then spins around. Lev and Benji watch her with pleasure. 22 Catherine Street, Chinatown, New York, 10038. Frances is running down a street in the city wearing pumps, black trousers, a short flowery dress and a black jacket with a rucksack. She laughs as she takes long, exaggerated strides. She flits between the pavement and road, runs over a crossing, dodging pedestrians, and spinning round as she moves, a gleeful smile on her face. Frances spins round and round as she runs across another road, then she's back at Lev and Benji's flat. She's lying in bed asleep when Benji and Lev run in and jump on her to wake her up, tickling her.
What time you get in last night?
Late, like 1.
Oh. Why don't you come in and say hi?
I'm sorry, I thought you were asleep.
I wasn't asleep, I heard you come in.
Then you knew what time I got in?
I'm working on some sample skits for Saturday Night Live. I know a producer there said I could probably get a job writing for them.
Cool.
Such a lie. Guys, this is Nessa.
Hey.
Hello, I'm Frances.
Lev and I were gonna make bacon egg bagels. You want some?
Oh, no. Thanks, though. I wanted to go to the Met, and I have to deposit this check and drop off my laundry, a whole Sunday planned.
You ever ridden on a motorcycle?
I have, once.
It's an 8500 Shadow VT700. You're impressed. Everyone's impressed by it.
So why do you all live together?
Well, I met Benji through my friend Sophie.
Where is Sophie these days?
Busy with work.
Which Sophie?
Sophie Levy.
Get out. I fucked her little brother.
Oh, you fucked Thomas.
Yeah. You fucked too?
Wait, how do you know her?
We went to college together and we're the same person.
Oh, you're that Frances.
But we have different hair.
Who's Thomas? And
that's what we say. Yeah, I'm that Frances.
You need to know she speaks so highly of you.
Well, we're best friends. She's been to my house for Christmas 3 times.
Why doesn't she go to her own house?
She's Jewish.
She was just saying last week how much she loved you.
You saw her last week.
When did you fuck her brother?
Where were you guys?
I met you last night. We were at that restaurant, Poe.
Who were you fucking last week, Lev?
What? Is that a good restaurant? Who was she with?
Me and Thomas and that guy she dates, Patch.
Double date.
And some girl, Lena?
Lisa. Cunt.
Who were you fucking last week, Frances?
I make love.
Frances, undateable.
Yeah, aren't you a lot older than Sophie?
No, we went to college together.
You seem older.
I'm a couple months older.
Like, a lot older. But less, like, grown up. It's weird. You have an older face.
But, like, you don't have your shit together.
Nessa can't later. Sex, only 69.
That's a crazy helmet.
Got to. Motorcycle law. Oh, can you leave that rent check for me?
Oh, yeah, I'll just put it on your desk. It's $950, right?
Nope, $1,200.
Wait, when I moved in, we said $950.
No, the whole space is $4,000, but the litter room's only $1,200.
No, she's right. We said we could pay that much until she got more cash together.
Remember, because when I do the Christmas show, I'll make more because I'll be doing like 10 shows a week.
Oh, right.
So we're good with $950? That's okay? I'm really sorry.
No problem. Catch you on the flip side.
He leaves so easily.
Oh, transportation's his thing. Bike, skateboard. He has a car, too.
I can't even get out of the house on my feet. You know what Virginia Woolf book this reminds me of?
Francis, Undateable. Wanna watch a movie?
Now?
Yeah, let's do a movie afternoon.
I already wasted the whole day. I already feel bad about the day.
I think it's a great day. I ate an egg bagel that Left Slut made me. I internet acquired 3 pairs of very rare Ray-Bans. I'm doing awesome.
I thought we were both broke.
I caved and finally took a loan from my stepdad. Bastard. I need a fucking job, though.
What about SNL?
Yeah, maybe. It's gone so downhill. Till then, it's after 3. I can drink. Let's do something fun. We could go to a movie.
Movies are so expensive now.
Yeah, but you're at the movies.
I should be saving so I can pay full rent.
Well, I'm not gonna force you.
I have to work out at least. I cannot get fat.
Frances stands and puts her rucksack over her shoulder.
Do I look old to you?
No. Yes. How old?
Older than I am. Older than 27?
No. 27 is old, though.
They watch a film in the dark. Frances is eating takeaway from a carton with chopsticks. Benji sits next to her, smoking. Later, Sophie visits.
Is that an Eames chair?
Yeah. Isn't this great?
Total rich kid apartment.
The boys just have good eyes. They find stuff all the time.
Do you know who Lev Shapiro's dad is?
He doesn't get along with his dad. Lev and Benji are artists.
Exactly. The only people who can afford to be artists in New York are rich.
I'm an artist. I'm not rich.
You are rare.
We need whiskeys.
It's just this apartment is very aware of itself.
Everyone who comes here loves it. I love it. The 3 of us are hilarious together. We're like a sitcom. My 2 husbands.
Oh, that's great. I'm really happy for you, Frances.
Thank you, Sophie.
Ladies.
Lev Shapiro. You know Sophie?
Of course. Still beautiful. How was the publishing business?
You know, not good. How's sculpture?
Amazing.
Oh, my boyfriend likes that artist you work for.
I'll tell your boyfriend he can always talk to me if he wants to buy something.
I will.
Are we buying art now? Is that the point we're at?
I need to get clean. Ladies.
Hi.
Lev would totally date you.
I have a boyfriend.
But isn't he charming and so handsome? You could be over here all the time. It would be great. And then you wouldn't have to spend all that time with Lisa.
Right. I could fuck him just to not hang out with Lisa.
Don't mind me. I'm just trying to get your attention.
He squeezes past with a towel around his waist.
I don't want to date him. He's kind of magic.
Because I'm with Patch.
Patch is the kind of guy who buys a black leather couch and is like, I love it. What are we doing with our day?
I gotta get going around 5.
I thought we were hanging out.
We are.
All day.
I have plans with Patch tonight, I told you.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I texted that to you.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Here.
We're not doing that. That's shitty. It's not court.
I did text you, though.
I believe you.
You don't have to believe me. I did text you.
Want to see my room? I kind of have a crush on this boy, but his name is Georgie, so I don't really know how far it's gonna go.
Can't fuck a Georgie.
I want you inside me, Georgie.
Have I been dating anyone?
No.
Oh, Frances.
It's fine.
What about Benji?
Benji thinks I'm undateable. It's really funny when he does it. You and I are both undateable. Guys can't handle us. We're gonna end up spinsters.
I'm gonna break that to Patch.
Boys are easier. Girls are passive aggressive. Boys are just like, clean up your shit.
You're still messy.
I've been busy.
No, it wasn't a criticism. I meant it as a nice thing. You will always be messy, and you will always look at yourself too much in the mirror.
When did I look at myself in the mirror?
Always. You just were doing it.
There's so many mirrors in this apartment.
I don't want you to change.
I like your clothes everywhere and your mirror thing. It's sweet.
You have stuff too.
What?
You judge people who aren't as moderate as you are.
I do not.
Yes, you do, and you don't read.
Hey, Pigeon!
Hey, Jay, you're crazy!
Benji and Francis watch TV.
Sure.
Hey, guys, this is Lindsay.
Hi.
Benji glances round, but Francis stares at the television, which flickers in the darkness, only looking up once the door closes.
I wish we had cookies. I wish we had chessmen.
A dozen or so dancers perform on a dark stage, all dressed in black and moving fluidly in their choreographed steps. Coming together, two stand still while two others walk towards them, each with a hand in the air. Then they all move to the back of the stage, leaving one girl dancing on her own. Francis stands upright and off to the side in profile. Afterwards, in the dressing room...
Good show tonight.
You too.
You're beautiful tonight.
Thank you.
Hey. Hi, sorry. I'm so slow. I have trouble leaving places.
You were great tonight.
Thanks.
Francis, I wanted to tell you so that you would have some days to process it. We won't be able to use you in the Christmas show. I'm really sorry.
What?
I'm really sorry. You know what bad shape the company's in.
I know.
We can talk about next steps when we're back in February.
Am I fired?
No. I like you, and I want to talk to you about the future and make sure it's what you want.
I want to be in the company.
I know. Take your time.
I will. I can't help it.
Frances walks across the empty, low-lit stage in her normal clothes and pauses for a moment. Then she's going downstairs into the foyer, where Sophie's waiting.
Oh, my love! I'm so glad you're here.
You were great. Really great.
Could you see me?
Yeah, we were on the riser, so we could see to the back.
Who?
Sorry, had to take a leak. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Patch.
Should we all go out for a quick drink?
A quick drink?
Yeah, we have to get up early tomorrow.
Tomorrow's Saturday.
We have to catch a flight in the morning, meet my parents in the Galapagos.
I haven't packed yet. You know me.
Last minute Mabel.
Ronald Rule follower.
He pretends to strangle her. Now the three of them are sitting at a small table in a comfortable bar.
I want us to be family, you know? I can be part of your family, don't you think? Patch, I love you. I want to love you. But I need you to get drunk.
How are we doing over here?
Really good. We'll get a bottle of your most expensive vodka for the table and then all of the stuff that comes with it.
Very good.
Sophie.
Yes?
Sophie, come with me.
Where?
Bathroom.
Really? We're still doing this?
Patch, you got this? Money-wise?
Yep.
In the ladies.
I was lying. I don't love Patch.
I do love him.
Since when? When did this happen?
It's been happening.
That's fucking bullshit. Come on, Sophie.
No, you're bullshit. And you're making me feel really bad right now.
I want to love him if you love him, but you don't love him.
I do.
Sophie, I fucking held your head while you cried. I bought special milk for you. I know where you hide your pills. Don't treat me like a 3-hour brunch friend.
Right, I'm not talking to you while you're like this.
They both march back to the table.
We have to go. I'm going.
We can stay if you want.
No, I'm going.
Come on, get your stuff.
Going, you fucking sit down. Enjoy the Galapagos.
I'm also going on vacation, a long one. I'll set up my email so it sends out a vacation email. My voicemail will also say that I'm on vacation. So if you get that, Sophie, don't worry, I'm on vacation. I'll try to give you a call when I get back, okay? Thanks, guys. This was great.
She takes the bottle of vodka. At home, she's tidying her room when Benji walks in and leans in the doorway.
You're cleaning.
I'm not messy, I'm busy. I don't make the bed, Sophie always made the bed. I'm so happy you're home. I had such a shitty night.
Sorry, kid. I had a great night. I cracked the second act of my script. I'm on page 68.
Oh, that's exciting. Is it for SNL?
No, this is a sample script I'm writing for the third Gremlins. Boy trouble tonight?
Sophie trouble.
Undateable.
And I got temporarily fired.
I've been fired like a million times. Makes you cool.
Yeah, but if I don't have the Christmas show, I can't pay rent. Do you have any tunes?
Wait right there.
Francis sits on the bed with a sigh and starts throwing things back on the floor. She looks round as Benji comes back.
It's a jammer.
He puts some headphones over her ears and presses play, watching her as she listens and smiles.
It's great.
I know.
I love it. Put it on my mix.
Aren't these headphones tits? I just got them. They're super duper noise canceling, so I don't have to hear Lev fuck.
Ha!
She takes them off.
Oh, no.
Benji lies back on the bed.
Lev and I were talking about getting a maid to come once a week.
A maid?
Yeah, it's not that expensive. It's like $400 a month.
Do you know that I'm actually poor?
You aren't poor. There are poor people. You aren't one of them.
You'd feel poor if you had as little money as I do.
But you're not poor. It's offensive to actual poor people.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
You want to hear something hilarious?
Yes.
Lev thinks we're going to end up married.
I'm too tall to marry.
You are.
That's so funny. Why does he think that?
Oh, I did want to sleep with you when I first met you. But now, totally undateable.
I guess we are like a married couple in a way. We talk, we don't have sex.
Yeah, we get along super well.
Sophie and I were like that too.
Right, but Sophie's a girl and you're both straight, so it had less, like, real-world probability.
Right. Well, okay. I'm done. I hope I don't have the spins when I lie down.
Just lay on your back by the edge of the bed and put one foot on the floor. It helps.
Benji sits up and Francis lies down.
Good night, then.
Night. Good luck with gremlins.
3. Open, shut.
Shut, I guess. I don't know. Does it matter?
I'll leave it open. So if you need to throw up or cry or something, you can call me.
Thanks, yeah. Open.
Francis turns her head and looks sadly to one side. Daytime. She takes her possessions to a self-storage building and jams them into a lockup. Except for one chair that won't fit. Outside, she writes on a piece of cardboard, "Free chair, totally normal, really. Didn't fit in storage space, needs a home." Then leaves it on the chair. Francis is riding down an escalator with a suitcase. Christmas at 214 Camellia Avenue, Sacramento, California, 94203.
People are lamenting being 28, Chris.
I know, I can't handle
that. That would increase attendance.
Bacon like it was chips.
Her dad plays a trumpet.
I'll send it to you. I didn't want to lose you with family photos.
No, I like that picture a whole lot.
I'll send it to you.
Francis drinks and watches two young children, then laughs as she tells her dad to stop playing. Daytime, and the family cross the courtyard of a low building. Inside, people of all ages sit down on casually arranged chairs, then a man stands in front of them and speaks. Francis sings from a book with her dad standing next to her and her mum next to him, smiling happily. Moving along a wide suburban street, past large bungalows with immaculate lawns and driveways. Francis is riding a bike down the road, the low sun shining behind her through the bare winter trees. Then she's raking leaves with her dad in their front garden.
I mean, will it hurt when I'm not numb?
In a diner. In the bath.
Frances. I'm in here.
Come on, honey. I really, really need to get in there.
I'll be out in a second.
Frances, how much longer?
Washing up.
Mom gave our tamales away.
Well, Mom, you know.
This one.
Did
I make this?
You made that. Oh, here's the green ballerina. This is the one.
The green ballerina.
You were the green girls, Chandra and her mother.
Yeah, that was our level. We were level green.
Frances helps her dad take the Christmas lights down off the house. Then she's riding in a car to the airport. They wave as she rides up the escalator. Frances watches them, rising backwards, and waves with a sadness in her smile, turning as she reaches the top. The plane lands, then Frances is standing outside a building as Rachel, from the dance company, comes out.
Ahoy, sexy!
Oh, hey.
In the park.
Stop thanking me. It just means a lot, letting me stay with you. I want you to know you are definitely getting a thank you note.
Don't worry.
Hey, have you ever done where you, like, play fight?
Why?
Because it's funny to be funny.
I don't want to.
Oh, it's super fun. So just come at me.
No.
Okay, well then I'll just...
Oh my God, stop it!
Damn it! Oh, sorry, you have to, like, fight back.
Stop it! I said stop!
Oh, so sorry. Thank you so much.
Oh my God, he's like the most beautiful creature.
He's in the 90th percentile for height and 95 for weight.
But he evens out later when they walk. It doesn't mean he'll be fat.
No. You're getting a phone call.
He'll be fine.
It's so funny when people have kids and they're all, I used to be so focused on me, and now I'm totally not. It's like, no, it's still you. It's half you. It's a mini you. I mean, you made it.
Everyone watches her.
I forgot to eat today.
The only time you ever hear the phrase, I'm not here to make friends, is on reality television.
It's so
true. Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
I'm so sorry.
No, I'm trying to not drink right now.
I'm very sorry.
Don't be sorry. You're not the one who's batshit crazy after four vodkas.
No, it's Janelle had a hard time giving it up when she was pregnant.
I did. Yeah, I totally understand.
It's really hard, Emma.
It's difficult.
What do you do?
What?
What do you do? It's such a stupid question. I thought I'd ask it.
Oh, no, I'm a lawyer. What do you do?
That's such a stupid question. Just kidding. It's kind of hard to explain.
Because what you do is complicated?
Because I don't really do it. I'm a dancer, I guess.
Mm. Frances and I are in the same company.
But Rachel's in the main company. I'm an apprentice. Hopefully the touring company soon. I have a meeting with Colleen on Monday morning.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But things are really great. Rachel and I have a really cool apartment. Or Rachel does, and I'm staying there for 6-ish weeks.
5.
Right, 5, yeah. But everything's kind of up in the air right now. I like being alone. I just got back from Sacramento.
Oh. Oh, Andy and Janelle just got back from Paris.
6.5 hours on a plane with a baby. We won't be doing that again soon. But it was heaven.
Did you ever get to Paris?
No, not really. Kind of once. Actually, no. What's that museum with the escalators and tubes?
The Pompidou.
Yeah!
Oh, they have this great place in the 6th.
No, it's just, it's a little pied a terre.
Literally.
Yeah, but it's a really special place.
It's just so hard to get to spend any time there since I got the job with the Journal. And the baby.
I'd love to go to Paris. I'll bet it's magic. My friend from college, Abby, who moved there with her boyfriend because he works at a bank. In college, she was one of the top five group of friends, but then Zoe became closer to the group and Abby kind of moved to the outer circle. Sophie and Abby never totally got along. And then she started dating Paul, who I always thought would have dated any of us, but he ended up with Abby.
Well, if you're ever there, we'd like for it to be you.
Yeah. I don't see myself getting there super soon, but thanks. Thanks.
Well, that is a very sexy dress. Fuck, I sound like a gay grandmother.
Francis, I think you know one of my colleagues at Goldman, Reed Patch Krause.
Yeah, I know Patch. Sup, brah?
That's him. Nobody is better at anticipating inflection points than Patchy.
His girlfriend Sophie and I are the same person with different hair. Not really. We went to college together, and we used to take the train into the city on weekends and make bad decisions.
You got pregnant?
No. What? No.
She's a great lady. I really like her. So smart.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, we're all smart.
Yeah, but she's book smart smart.
She's actually not. She doesn't really read, except for work, which is the funny thing.
She seems like she reads a lot to me.
I read way more. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I'm shit-talking Sophie. She's basically the best person I know.
It's kind of crazy, though, right?
Yeah. Which part?
Japan.
Japan?
Yeah, they're moving to Japan in a couple of weeks.
Wait, what?
Patch got transferred. It's a really cool position. He's going to be the director of research for all the Asian markets.
For how long?
Indefinitely.
But Sophie has a job at Random House.
She quit.
Oh.
Frances looks troubled and upset. She reaches forward for the bottle of wine and pours herself a glass.
I think I'm better looking than I am in pictures.
Nadia, I want this one moment. It's what I want in a relationship, which might explain why I'm single now. Ha ha. It's kind of hard to... It's that thing when you're with someone and you love them and they know it and they love you and you know it, but it's a party and you're both talking to other people and you're laughing and shining and you look across the room and catch each other's eyes, but not because you're possessive or it's precisely sexual. But because that is your person in this life. And it's funny and sad, but only because this life will end and it's the secret world that exists right there in public, unnoticed, that no one else knows about. It's sort of like how they say that other dimensions exist all around us, but we don't have the ability to perceive them. That's what I want. Out of a relationship. Or just life, I guess. Love. Blah. I sound stoned. I'm not stoned. Thanks for dinner. Bye.
Oh, bye. Where the fuck are you going?
Oh, I'm kind of wasted. I was gonna go home. Is that okay?
I don't care. I was just kidding.
Thanks so much for having me tonight.
Nice to have met you.
Good luck, Frances. You're leaving.
Oh, actually, Andy, I think I might be going to Paris this weekend.
Really?
Oh, do you want to stay in our apartment?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Okay. That's wonderful. I'll get you the information.
Wonderful.
Great.
Frances is walking through the city at night.
Frances!
Benji!
I knew it was you. I could tell by your weird man walk.
Beard!
Yeah.
Hello.
This is Caroline.
I'm Caroline.
How are the dances, Frances? Frances and I used to be married.
Cool. What are you guys doing? You want to get a drink?
We're going to my friend's party. It's a house party. I mean, that's the theme.
How's that a theme?
Amazing, right?
And it's in an apartment. You can come with us if you want.
Oh, no, I shouldn't. I'm going to Paris for 2 days.
What? Why so short?
I have a meeting with Colleen on Monday.
I don't know you.
Wait, I thought you were poor.
I'm gonna use this credit card I got in the mail.
That's not smart. That's what they want. They want to keep you in debt.
I know that. I see documentaries.
Well, good for you, kid. I lived there for like a year.
You never told me that.
Yep. I was there when Serge Gainsbourg died. It's a crazy time.
Weren't you like 8?
Yeah. It was the end of Euro Disco.
I have so much to do. I think I'll probably read Proust because sometimes it's good to do what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it.
Proust is pretty heavy.
Yeah, but it's worth it, I hear.
No, I meant the book, Carrying It on the Plane.
I should probably learn French first and then read it in French. Undateable.
Well, kid, we've got to run.
Nice meeting you.
Oh, you too. You're very pretty.
Oh, thank you.
See you around, weirdo.
Francis watches them walk away. Daytime, and she rides a train through the suburbs. Then she's at the airport with her suitcase. On the plane, Francis plays wearily with her pillow. Then she's reading. At the airport in Paris.
Hey, Abby, it's Francis. I just got in. I'm going to this free apartment of this dude. Right now I'm gonna get some sleep. But call me. I'll be around all tomorrow. I'd love to see you and Paul.
Francis takes a shuttle from the airport, then she's in the metro, looking at the train map in confusion. She reaches the front door of an old apartment building and lets herself in, then squeezes into a narrow cage lift, which takes her up to the top floor. Francis lifts up the doormat outside the apartment and finds the key under it. She goes inside, turns on a few of the lamps and sits on a sofa in the semi-darkness. Then she stands on the corner balcony, looking out at the street with the doors open behind her. Later, the bedside clock shows 11:56. Francis tosses and turns under the covers. She gets up to read, then she's back in bed, still lying awake at close to 4 a.m. At just gone 5, she gets up again and looks through the medicine cabinet. She finds some pills and takes one with a glass of water. Daylight comes in through the curtained window as Francis sleeps in bed and slowly stirs. She pulls the curtain back and looks out at school children playing directly below her. Frances brushes her teeth, stopping to feel a spot on her cheek. Dressed to go out, she grabs her bag and checks the spot again, then she's in a park.
Hey, Abby, it's Frances again. Do you guys want to meet for dinner? I can meet you anywhere. I'll be the girl with acne holding more acne.
She smiles as she ends the call. Later, Frances is walking through the streets of Paris. She looks in the window of a bookshop and tries the door, but it's locked.
Are you open?
No. Okay.
At night, she stands by the river and lights a cigarette. Traffic passes over a bridge behind her, and in the distance, a spotlight on top of the Eiffel Tower slowly turns, its long beam stretching out across the dark sky over the city. Francis is sitting at a pavement cafe table when her phone vibrates.
Hello?
Francis?
Sophie! Oh my god, hi! Hi!
Hi.
Hi.
I called you because I wanted to tell you I'm moving to Japan with Patch.
Is that good? Are you excited?
I know things are weird between us, but we're having a kind of going away party tonight, and I wanted to say you're invited.
I can't.
You don't have to lie.
I'm not lying, I'm really not.
That's awesome about Japan.
It's crazy. You know, last week, Patch's boss called Patch into his office and was like, Japan, bitch.
I wish I could come tonight.
Me too.
We could get dinner next week.
Why now? No, I want to. But Patch's grandfather is real sick, and we're all going to Chicago for these special treatments.
Being sick when you're rich is totally awesome. They replace a lot of cells or something.
We'll be coming back to New York a lot. We'll just be based in Tokyo.
You'll learn Japanese.
We can video chat. 21st century, what up?
My computer doesn't have that.
New places are good for you, I think.
Yeah.
You should travel, Fran.
I am. I will. I'm going to. I'm really happy for you.
No, you know what? I'm just really happy for you. We're gonna have a blog.
Together?
Yeah. Barf. We'll upload pictures and stories and stuff.
I'm so sorry I missed your Christmas show. I guess I was mad.
I wasn't so good anyway.
How's all that going?
Good, great. I'm having a meeting on Monday with Colleen to talk about stuff.
You'll finally be in the company? For real?
Yeah. I'll probably be touring, though.
That's so great, Fran.
Yeah, it is.
Where are you living? I heard you're not with the boys anymore. Hey, do you want to live in our apartment while we're in Japan?
No. I'm gonna have my own place real soon.
Maybe one day I'll stay with you.
Maybe. I should go. Thanks for calling.
I'm sorry too.
Apology accepted.
Well, don't be a dick about it.
I wasn't.
This phone call's costing me a fortune.
Why?
Just kidding. It's not.
Hey, is Abby in Paris right now? Do you know?
I think so.
Okay.
You sound really good, Frances.
I am really good.
Sophie listens.
Thank you for calling. I'm going to say something now, Sophie, but I don't want you to feel obligated to say anything back, so I'm going to hang up right away. I love you, Sophie. Bye.
She does hang up. At a theater.
Hello. When did Puss in Boots start?
Frances sits on a bench with a book open on her lap and checks her phone again. She walks through a subway and down a quiet street, then crosses a busy road. The lift doors in her apartment building close on her and she rises up. Then she's lying in bed in daylight. Her plane flies over the sprawling lights of a city and comes in to land. Frances sits in a cab, lights and shadow flickering over her as she's driven through the city. She checks her phone and holds it to her ear.
Hi Frances, honey, we just got your messages. I don't know why they didn't come through before. We're here, we'd love to see you.
This is so wild. You remember Gerard? Nicholas brother? The one who looks like Jean-Pierre Léo? Well, he's divorced now and he's staying with us. I think you'd really like him. Come to dinner tonight. He'll be there, as well as a philosopher and a painter couple who are really great. Ugh, this is such good timing.
She's waiting at the dance studios when Colleen walks in.
Hey, you. Come on in. Rachel said you were in Paris.
I was.
Back so soon?
Well, we have this meeting.
We could have moved it. I mean, I almost canceled it myself this morning. I woke up with this tickle in my throat. Listen, you want to take over Nancy's position?
Nancy, who works in the office?
She's pregnant.
Oh, no, I don't. Who told you that?
No, I'm asking you. I assumed you're not keeping on with the company. I mean, you don't want to be an apprentice for the rest of your life.
Nope.
You know, you should think about putting your own stuff together.
Like how?
Like your own work.
Oh, no. I kind of gave that up after college. Plus, that was basically like cheerleaders doing my choreography.
I always liked the stuff you did, even for the kids.
Yeah?
You know, you really should think about taking Nancy's position. I know it's not a lot of money, but it's enough to keep you going.
Why would I do that?
It's just a good day job while you figure out whether you want to choreograph or what.
You say it like it's easy.
No, it's not easy. But if you work here, you can use the studio space.
No. I'll get something else. I'm really close to getting something.
A job?
Yeah, dancing. I'm still gonna be a dancer, just not here.
Wow. Well, good for you. That's great.
I know.
Well, good luck to you, Francis.
Yeah. Good luck to you, too.
P.O. Box 59968, Poughkeepsie, New York.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Mom.
Mom, pick up the other phone. How is it up there?
Good, good. I'm dancing, kind of. I get to live in a dorm I didn't live in, which is fun. All the RAs live in dorms.
Not the one in the living room. The battery is dead. Is it strange to be back?
It's nice. It's so empty in summer. It's weird. It's like I went back to college, but everyone was a dancer and not a semiotics major.
That must be fun for you, though.
And now I'm one of the adults. I keep thinking I'm going to run into Sophie.
Hi, honey.
I got a picture of Sophie and Patch in the largest dog park in Japan. I think I'd like that.
I got a picture of them at a porn mall.
Do you have enough money?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still in debt from Paris. That was just stupid.
I'm sorry, we can't help you out.
You help out so much. I'll be okay. They pay me extra to work the events.
Oh, you aren't a good waitress.
It's not waitressing. It's like pouring for donors.
Are you choreographing?
Tom, we went over this.
At least you can't spend money in nature.
Where are you right now?
Nature.
An information store.
We don't have to, like, guide them personally, do we?
I think we just have to make sure they don't fuck or die.
Ah, good. Because I'm having a Walden's Pond moment.
You have a pond?
You know, I found something out about Walden's Pond. It was 5 minutes from his mom's house. He used to go over there and get supplies.
So where are you?
Here.
Now, where do you go to college?
Oh, no, I don't. I'm not. I'm done with college. But I went here when I was younger.
Weird. For some reason, I thought you had to be in college to do this.
Nope. I just wanted to get out of the city, and I knew the director of the summer program, so she hooked it up. They had room and board. I'm working the events to make more money.
You're super responsible.
No, I'm not. It wasn't that long ago that I went here. I'm only 27.
Francis arrives at a dance studio.
You're skinny.
Are you with the program?
Yes, I'm assisting.
Oh, great. So you're a teacher?
No, I'm not. I'm an RA, but I'm also a dancer.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, what?
Resident assistants can't take class.
But I'm not just an RA.
I'm so sorry. I don't make the rules.
I'm a dancer, and I went here.
I'm so sorry. I have to start class.
She stands in the doorway watching the dance class. Then she's waitressing at an evening event, walking around with a bottle of wine. In the kitchen...
You're a really good waitress.
Not a waitress, I just pour.
In a bar.
Listen, nobody gave us any direction.
Frances opens her dorm room.
You were supposed to be on duty 10 minutes ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She sits on the edge of her bed and slowly falls sideways to lie down. A girl is sitting in a dormitory corridor with her back against the wall and her knees drawn up, crying. Frances walks around the corner and stops to look down at her.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Frances considers for a moment, then sits down opposite her, cross-legged, with her back against the wall.
I'm just gonna sit here, okay?
You don't have to do that.
I'm just going to, though.
In the library, she looks at Sophie's blog, which starts, "So we're here in Tokyo," and has photos of a large traditional Japanese building, Patch in a suit, Sophie sitting on a wall, and one of her partying. It ends, "Japan is a whole different world." A man stands behind Francis.
Are you gonna study abroad there?
Oh, no, I'm not a student. There's no more abroad.
I'm half Japanese.
My best friend kind of lives there now.
Are you done?
Francis is in the woods again, leaning against a tree and smoking a cigarette, when a security guard spots her.
Ma'am, can't smoke here.
Oh, sorry.
But don't throw it.
God damn it.
Famous how?
She's like a senator or a congresswoman or something. She's important.
I should read the news more.
Now, your job tonight is to follow her. Just make sure she's taken care of. She just gave a ton of money to the school, so you don't leave until she leaves, got it?
When I went here, it was all girls. To meet a boy, we had to take the fuck truck to Hoboken.
You went here? Excuse me, you went to here?
Yes.
Oh my God, that makes so much sense. I knew you looked familiar. You run the freaking brochure. I'm Frances, I went here.
Nice to meet you, Frances.
You too. Sorry. I'm not really supposed to talk to you. I'm pouring.
Ah, yes.
You're very inspiring. Actually, the endowment has grown.
Oh, you look so lonely.
I'll see you later, Karen.
You look like a painting.
The lonely boy.
I'm actually a painter.
You're kidding.
No.
What kind of painter are you?
Acrylic, but I've been getting into mixed media.
You hate me.
I don't hate you. I love you.
You bought the cheapest auction thing. The cheapest.
I didn't even go here.
Frances realizes the arguing couple is Sophie and Patch. Sophie drunkenly walks over to the guest of honor.
You gave a great speech. I seriously can't believe you're an independent because that's bullshit.
Sorry. Sophie, let's go.
I went here. I thought you were great. I made him give money.
Good. Nice to meet you.
We live in Japan, so it's like crazy we're here.
That's wonderful you came all the way back for the auction.
I wish. No, we're in New York for a funeral. His grandpa, I wanted to come here. He drove, but it was my idea.
I'm sorry for your loss.
It's okay. His grandpa had a second family in Germany.
Sophie, let's go.
I love meeting you. A real honor. This douche is my affianced.
Ah, we're engaged.
You're engaged? It's not engaged.
Right. What?
We're back for going to a funeral. I would have called, but you're touring with a company.
Yeah, right, I was. But I needed a break, and I thought it would be so funny to come back to the college for the summer.
It is funny, in a great way.
And, yeah, just making extra money doing this kind of gig.
Yeah. What a slut!
Are you okay? Do you need some food?
I'll just eat this.
I really didn't expect to see you.
Ditto.
It's almost hard to be happy about it because I didn't have time to anticipate it.
I want to get out of here.
I can't. I have to shadow this woman.
She's kissing the artist.
She's my ward.
I want to drive.
Nope, you're not. You're too fucked up.
You're fucked up.
No, I'm not. Fucking period.
I'm not going back to New York. I don't want to go to the funeral tomorrow.
You have to go.
I'm hanging out with Frances. We're going to the mall.
No, we're not.
I'm bringing Frances to the funeral.
I don't want to go to the funeral.
I mean, you didn't even know your grandpa. You didn't hang out.
It's a funeral. It doesn't matter. Get in the car.
If you're so broken up about it, why did we go to the auction today?
Because you made me go.
I don't even want you here.
You were wasted. I wasn't going to let you drive. God damn it, Sophie.
Frances, what do you think?
About what?
You don't need to answer.
How sad were you really when your grandpa died?
Pretty sad, yeah.
Well, I wasn't, and I don't see why you should be. Your grandpa was a cheating Nazi.
He was not a Nazi. Take your feet off the dash! Frances, where do you live?
Chuggins.
Is that a dorm?
Yes.
How the fuck do you get to Chuggins?
Patch drives the car with Sophie in the front and Frances in the back.
Oh, this is me, right up here. My dorm.
Chuggins. Never lived in this dorm.
I know, it's like the life I never had. Anyway, congratulations on your engagement, and sorry for your loss.
You are so fucking selfish.
Good night, Frances.
Don't talk to her. Don't look at her. She's my friend. She doesn't even like you.
I like you.
I like you too, Frances.
She watches them drive away. The room is in complete darkness. Frances opens her door to Sophie. With the light on, Sophie sits on the edge of the bed, waiting.
It's made in the microwave, but it's good.
Thank you. I hope it's okay I borrow loungewear.
Of course.
I think I'm gonna... Oh, okay, here, shit. No.
They lie in bed together.
I'm sorry, I was so drunk I threw up.
I'm sorry I live in a dorm and have a single bed. Here, you lay on the outside.
Okay.
Lay on your back and put one foot on the floor. It helps if you have the spins.
I used to throw up all the time when I was pregnant.
You were pregnant?
In Japan for a few weeks. And then I miscarried, which was cool.
Wow.
I mean, that sounds crass. Miscarriage is not cool.
Would you have had it?
No.
Are you gonna marry Patch?
No.
I can't believe that pregnant is no longer crazy.
I don't want to stay in Tokyo. I hate it there.
Really?
Yeah. And then when I got pregnant, I was just like, get me the fuck out.
But your blog looks so happy.
I don't think my mom would read it if it were about depression.
My mom would. I was telling the truth. I like Patch. I don't hate him.
I know.
I'm sorry about... It's just if something funny happens on the way to the deli, you'll only tell one person, and that'll be Patch, and I'll never hear about it.
Fuck, I'm tired.
Francis turns the light out.
It's bedtime for all good children.
I want to leave Patch and leave Tokyo and come back to New York.
You should.
I'm going to.
I could help you. I was going to say you could live with me, but I don't have a home.
I am going to do it.
Fuck yeah, girl.
I miss my job. I miss old skyscrapers.
Maybe we'll move back to New York at the same time and we'll be like women who rediscover themselves after a divorce.
That's what my mom did.
Oh yeah, sorry.
No, I think it'll be great.
We should get apartments close to each other in Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. I've always felt so competitive with you.
Really? I don't think I realized we were competitive.
Fran?
Yes?
Can you... I know it's not my bed, but...
What?
Can you take off your socks?
Oh, yeah, sure.
It's just, you know, socks in bed.
Right, gross.
I love you, Francis. Good night.
I love you, Sophie. Good night.
The room remains in darkness. Later, Sophie's quietly getting dressed in the early morning light from the window, while Francis sleeps. She sits down at the dressing table to write a note.
F, I'm sorry I was so drunk last night. But thank you for being nice to me, which I know you were, even though I don't remember it. All I know is you don't have a trash can this morning, so it must have been bad. Ha ha. I love you. I've got to get back to this funeral in New York. Call me when you're awake. My phone works in the States, and there aren't any charges or anything. XOXO, Sophie.
Francis runs outside. She watches the car drive away, then looks down at her bare feet. 97 Audubon Avenue, Washington Heights, New York, 10032. Frances rides a train, then walks up some steps and through the dance school, where she works in the office. She and Colleen laugh together. Now, Francis runs through a dance move in the park beside a fountain.
Probably head back in about 5.
Yes, hi, this is Francis. Yes, Francis, for tonight. Thanks. I just wanted to double check that we're still on for me bringing my guys in a little early. Okay, great. I'll see you in 30.
I think the other two groups will be here by 6:45.
We'll be done by then, thanks.
Frances puts her bag down on the dance floor and takes off her shoes. She steps to the middle of the floor and dances alone until three others join her. She choreographs their moves. More dancers have arrived to practice. Then, at the end of a performance, Francis sits down at the control box.
Okay.
Q1.
Right.
Instant Master 3. You're all set.
Thank you.
You're
welcome.
The lights come on, and her dancers are in a rough circle on the dark stage floor, wearing black vests and either shorts, trousers or skirts. Two of them move together, with their backs turned and their arms around each other, then separate again. Three step forward and stand in a line, then also separate. Two walk towards each other and have a play fight, then back away. The lone girl walks straight through the group. All of Francis's friends are in the audience watching, including Sophie and Patch. The dancers move in choreographed fashion, slightly freeform, but together and in time. They swing their arms, walk forwards in long strides, jump back with their feet apart, and bow low from side to side. Frances watches from her position and smiles. Later, after the show, one of her dancers holds a trophy to Sophie and Patch.
Fuck you guys. You got married. What?
Yeah.
Hi.
Lev and Benji are there.
Hey, that was great.
Oh, thanks, Ben. I like things that look like mistakes.
Yeah, no, at times it reminded me of, did you see the exhibit at the Met about the textiles that influenced Matisse? That's what your piece reminded me of. Not the paintings, but the textiles. Undateable.
Me?
No, I meant me that time.
Oh, yeah, textiles.
Yeah, but also true, meaning I'm not dating anyone. Undateable, same difference.
Oh. Mm.
Are you really still, are you undateable?
You mean am I? Oh, yes. Yes, very undateable.
Colleen's with Francis.
So interesting and so you. Just to me, it came right out.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah, it's a huge accomplishment. And it's a
thank
huge
you.
Piece.
Yeah, I know it's a lot of people. Thank you.
It's just great. I have to say, it's so impressive to me. Who are you making eyes at?
That's Sophie. She's my best friend.
Sophie smiles back at her across the room, both in their shared, secret world. An apartment block. Inside, Frances stands in a doorway with her hands touching the frame. She steps forward and lifts her arms into the space. She sits at a desk by a window and writes her name on white paper, then cuts it out. Frances looks around the spacious, light apartment with a smile, then she goes out. She puts the name card, Frances Halliday, in the display on her postbox, but it doesn't fit. So she folds the surname back to the first A and leaves it like that, reading Frances Ha. Audio described by Sensor Media. Directed by Noah Baumbach. Written by Noah Baumbach and Greta Gerwig. Produced by Noah Baumbach, Scott Rudin, Lila Yacoub and Rodrigo Teixeira. Executive producers Fernando Loureiro and Lorenzo Santana. Director of Photography Sam Levy. Production designer Sam Lysenko. Edited by Jennifer Lane. Co-producer Oscar Boyson. Music supervisor George Draculius. Re-recording mixer Paul Hussou. Color mastering Pascal Daniel. Casting by Douglas Abel. Starring Greta Gerwig, Mickey Sumner. co-starring Charlotte d'Amboise, Adam Driver, Hannah Dunn, Michael Esper, Grace Gummer, Josh Hamilton and Patrick Hosinger. Cindy Katz, Maya Kazan, Justin Loop, Britta Phillips, Juliette Rylance, Dean Wareham, Michael Zegin. RT Features presents a Pine District and Scott Rudin production. A Noah Baumbach picture. Co-producer Eli Bush. Visual consultant Harris Savides. Additional editing by Tim Streeter. Additional music by Dean Wareham and Britta Phillips. Production supervisor Tyson Bidner. For Harris.